RZP 544. Well, hello, Kurt. All systems go here, actually, and did quite a bit of shopping today for new auto insurance and ended up saving a considerable amount of money for the same damn policy. But all systems go here. How about yourself? How's that new radio?
Well, first off, congratulations on getting a better deal. It's nice to take some of the money back from those you-know-whos. Playing with the new radio right now, just right before dark, I got my long wire antenna put back up, and I think I got some kind of a grounding issue. I'm getting a bunch of noise, not as many stations. So, yeah, I'll be playing around with that for a little while longer tonight. But overall, I am well. Thank you for asking. Over.
Do that. You'll get that old antenna figured out. And we'll always ask how you're doing. Yeah, antennas. As I mentioned in a previous conversation, I've got a serial four-element beam mounted on the horizontal that keeps driving me nuts. But I don't give up on it. I keep tuning and tweaking and trying to get that puppy into where she should be. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. This is the first time I had a different shortwave radio that I just put a single alligator lead and a long wire to the antenna, and it came in clear. This radio I've got grounded to an isolated ground that runs outside completely independent and not at all connected to the house electric ground, so I don't know where this noise would be coming from. Over.
Oh, that's a gremlin for sure. A good earth ground, separate from the house. I don't think you'd be getting any residual harmonics from your house ground out there, but one never knows. Due to my illnesses this summer and my surgeries, I'm behind the power curve. I've still got three antennas to put up here in the antenna farm, and looks like I'm going to have to wait till spring.
Yeah, you might have missed your deadline there. I hear something about more snow coming toward the end of the week. I just looked at the windy forecast on the computer. 'Tis the season. Over.
It is the season. Nothing that can't wait till spring. Radio Shack is up and operational. I can talk where I need to, when I need to, but I did want to add to the antenna farm up here. But no biggie, I'll get to it come spring. That's an interesting situation you got going on there. Where would that interference be coming from?
Well, you had mentioned some about residual harmonic from the house ground when I wanted to mention that's on the opposite side of the house. My service comes in on the driveway side. My radio shack is on the west side. Sorry, I keyed out. Over.
Roger that. The only other thing that would come to mind is what's the manufacturer's manual? What's it recommend for an old antennae there? And go from there. It may be a different gauge wire. Who knows? Or see what they recommend and see what they have to say. Probably be the best place to start there.
Yeah, copy that. I just kind of went with what I had before. Like I said, this thing looks like it'll do everything. I keep looking at the videos on YouTube, and I'm a little bit overwhelmed. A lot of these frequencies I can get, apparently I didn't even know existed. Over.
Roger that. I picked up an ICOM 7300 this time last year, Christmas present for myself. Saved my pennies for many years and waited and picked up the one I wanted and ended up getting a book for dummies. And there's a gentleman, it's up in the Radio Shack, wrote a real nice book about that 7300, and I still have to refer to it yet. Many bells and whistles, Roger.
Is it like the old days when it was, you know, crank windows and manual locks, right?
Do that and a high beam switch under your left foot. Yes, sir. Yeah, bells and whistles anymore. And then, of course, I'm up there in age, and I think I've forgotten more about aviation, navigation, and communication, repair, and systems, and all that happy crap. But, interesting concepts, things that these radios, even the handhelds, you know, you look at the Bofang radio, what they're doing with it, you know. So, it's quite impressive how far we've come in such a short time. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. WRPB 448 for identification purposes. Over.
BRZP 544. Yeah, it's quite amazing. All right, well, I'll leave you to it. I always like to hear you there and have you in my home, and it's a pleasure, sir. WRZP 544 will be clear and monitoring on your final there, Kurt.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to play with this for a bit longer, and then maybe I'll watch a video or something, go back to it, you know. But anyway, we'll try to touch base sometime tomorrow. This is WRPB 448, Groveland Township. Kurt, monitoring, and we'll speak soon, Bob. Have a good evening.
Check.